Voters approved the amendment last year to restrict what's been called the Frankenstein veto. The amendment bans governors from stitching together parts of two or more sentences to form a new sentence. But the governor used that tactic on one of his 81 vetoes in this budget. If it were allowed to stand, it would delete a study committee lawmakers wanted that would investigate facilities for the mentally retarded. The governor says the veto is one of those things his office missed in the brief time he had to work on the budget after the legislature passed it.
This is obviously a very technical little thing. It's not a big deal in the budget. It's fine. If the veto wasn't the way it was supposed to be, we'll just go on with the study and do what the law says. We had a day and a half. People were working night and day in our budget office, and then this is all then checked over by the Legislative Reference Bureau, and frankly, they just missed it. It's a very minor little point.
But the governor's veto definitely caught the attention of one of the homes for the mentally retarded that wanted this study committee in the first place. Artis Lober is a regional director for Bethesda Lutheran Homes and Services in Watertown. She says the state has been gradually trying to close down facilities like hers, and she wants lawmakers to hear more about it.
It concerns me from the standpoint that it doesn't ensure that all the players will be brought to the table to address this issue.
It looks like Lober and the legislature will get the study they wanted on this issue. Now it's just a matter of how they get there. While the governor would like to just move on, Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker issued a statement yesterday saying the legislature was exploring its options. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.